9:12 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday. It is time to head to the phones and chat with the folks from Sun Group this morning. Joining us, we have Keith Beaumont on the line. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jane?
Doing well. Glad we got some rain. I know it was kind of hit or miss. I know up in Fredonia didn't get quite as much as we got down here, looking like only about a 6/100ths of an inch, but we got 3/4 of an inch here of rain, so it just really kind of widely varied as far as the rainfall went.
Yeah, that's great for you guys. That's what I heard. There was a lot more rain down in your area than there was up here. Still kicking up dust up here, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can take care of that before too long. But what do we have in the world of auctions coming up?
Well, this is what we got. I ain't got the sale bills produced yet, but we have a personal property auction is going to be, the next one will be May the 27th. And we're going to have some tractors in that, some mowers, be some tools. We've got some vehicles, some trucks. Believe they're even going to have a little Toyota pickup in there. And then we're going to have a lot of guns that we're going to have for sale in there. I think we're going to have closer to 60, so it's going to be kind of a big gun sale. So anyways, we'll have more information out on that as it gets a little closer and we get things finished getting everything put together. So probably by next week I'll be kind of going through that a little bit more. So, but yeah, just be looking for that. Again, that'll be May the 27th. Will be the next personal property auction. Let's see, also just listed a house here in Fredonia yesterday. It's online. It's a really nice little 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, just in a super great location, I think, if you're in Fredonia. I mean, this thing's real close to the high school. It's just about a couple of blocks away from the swimming pool. And just a half a block from the baseball fields and all that. I mean, this is just in a real good location, but it's also very well taken care of. Great little neighborhood. You know, it's just a real nice house. It's got an attached garage with it. In the back, it's got a covered deck. Also has an underground swimming pool. So just a really neat house. Some nice big shade trees in. I mean, just sits on a corner lot. Yeah, just check that one out. I got that thing online. You can see it on our website, or you can just get on Google and type it in. It'll pull it up. But definitely check that out if you're thinking about Fredonia area, because it's real nice. Again, that's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's new, what's coming, and in the world of auctions and real estate.
Excellent. Very good. And it does sound like a nice property you got there in Fredonia. So today, if you wanted to just hit on, you know, I think a topic that's good as people, you know, they're thinking about maybe they've got a house that they're going to sell, maybe they're moving or really whatnot. Can you talk a little bit just about, you know, what the reasons are you might want to consider using a real estate agent rather than trying to, you know, do that whole for sale by owner thing?
Right. Yep. And it's a good question, and there's probably a lot to think about. You know, why would you hire an agent and go that route? You know, and selling your real estate yourself can certainly bring on a lot of different set of challenges and setbacks. Some property owners are fine with that, but for a lot of sellers, you know, they choose to hire a professional that does these kind of deals pretty much on a daily basis, you know. So how that kind of works, you know, a good sales agent will come over, walk through the property with you, whether that's your land or your house, whatever you're trying to sell, and then kind of let you know what you may need to do to get it up to shape to sell. Again, land or home, there's certainly things you can do to your land to get it looking good and ready to sell, and what's presentable, making it look presentable. Same thing with a house. There's little things that you'll see that if you're living in it, it's your house, you don't notice those things because you've been living with them. But when you get an agent that comes in and says, hey, you know this or that, you know those things stand out to buyers. So another you know, just we know what buyers are looking at and looking for. So, you know, one of the biggest advantages a realtor has is the knowledge and experience, you know, we pose in this current market. And it's getting your property to bring the max amount is always the goal, regardless if you're trying to sell that yourself or with a realtor. You always want to maximize what you can get out of that investment. So, you know, as realtors, you know, we know the market well, and we know how to value your property to maximize your return of that investment that you've had. You know, one way is advertising. You know, this is huge, and I don't care what you're selling, but it's probably even more important when you're selling your property. You know, this is, you know, something you've probably spent a lot of money into, probably more than you've spent anything else. So advertising is huge when it comes to marketing your property. Realtors, you know, we have access to the MLS. Now, that's the multi-listing services is what that stands for, and other advertising platforms. So which means a seller's property, you know, can be expected to reach buyers nationwide, not just locally, but, you know, we get out there nationwide. And we do all different sorts of advertising just depending on the property that we are selling. I mean, obviously, for example, if you wouldn't advertise a residential property the same that you would if we were selling farm and ranch property. But again, it's just the experience and knowledge to kind of know where those buyers are and where we need to focus that advertising at. And that's just part of what we do. We know where to get it and who to get it in front of. And so that's a huge advantage. Again, when you're talking about the advantages of having someone that does this daily and having a realtor working for you, there's definitely big advantages. Now, when I talk about a realtor and it's someone that just has a real estate license, that there's a difference there too. You know, mm-hmm. realtors, you know, such as myself, I'm a realtor. We're part of the multiple listing services, the MLS, that I was mentioning earlier, and that allows us to really get that out there. We're a part of that group, and that group, it does cost us more money to be in that and fees and stuff like that, but we're also held to a lot higher standard and a higher standard of code of ethics. Than just someone that just has a regular real estate license. But it also helps get the word out there because it allows us to advertise in a lot more places that you normally couldn't do. So huge advantage, you know, having a realtor working for you.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that MLS service there because I've always been kind of curious. You know, I will see something that pops up, you know, if you're looking at one house, it'll pop up on a variety of different websites and platforms. So that is good to know, you know, how that exists and the fact that that is a pretty powerful tool because people are going to be looking in different places if they are kind of house hunting, even, you know, those folks just casually looking at listings every once in a while. It's good to be able to get that in front of as many eyeballs as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly, James. And that's what it does. It gets out there on all the different platforms. I mean, you may see this on Realtor.com or Zillow or, I mean, there's just a ton of them that it will go on. So these people that are looking at these things, you know, maybe sitting in California, Colorado, I think Colorado, we had a lot of those kind of people over in this area buying houses here in the last really couple few years. But it's that's what gets it out there. So no, it's super huge, and you know, and versus if you say you advertise that yourself, I mean, sure you can do it yourself, and maybe that works out fine, and you find you a local buyer and everything like that. But you're mainly focused on local buyers when you're doing it yourself, and that may be okay. Maybe that's all you need. But it's always nice to be able to reach everyone. Because you never know who might come in and be willing to offer a better offer than what maybe a neighbor or something is. And you know, we always encourage, we love to see the neighbor buy and have something. But sometimes maybe they're not interested and or not that interested. So it just helps as you're selling your property to know that you have all these other options to look at and offer. So anyways, it's real huge to get the word out there like that. So.
Excellent. Well, another great point. You know, if people are interested in maybe contacting you or the folks at Sun Group, because I know this is one of those things that you have some expertise in, what's the best way to go about that? I mean, I'm sure you kind of have that initial meeting and that sort of thing, size of the property, like you said, give them some pointers. But yeah, what's the best way to get a hold of you on that?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is by my cell phone. And my number is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. Be happy to come out and look at whatever you got. You know, we do residential stuff. We do commercial stuff. We specialize in farm and ranch stuff. As you know, we did that big land auction we just did here not long ago. So we sell real estate either by traditional listing, like I was talking about, putting it on the MLS and traditionally listing it. But we also do a lot of land auction, land and farm auctions. So we're able to do that as well. So yeah, we're doing traditional listings and real estate auctions and personal property auctions. So. If any of those things you have any questions on, you're thinking about doing those, just give me a buzz. We have two locations. We have an office in El Dorado, but we also have one right down here in Fredonia. We're here every day, so feel free to stop by. Give me a call. I'm in and out a lot, but I'm usually pretty close, so just give me a call. And be happy to sit down with you, or I'll just come out to your place and take a look at whatever you're trying to auction or list or you have questions on. It doesn't cost nothing for me to come out there and give you advice and give you my opinion on what's best for you. So I'd be happy to do so. So anyways, again, my phone number is 316-680-5131.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Keith Beaumont, appreciate you coming on and letting us know about all the things going on with various auctions, and always a good reminder, in real estate, because there's always lots of good time for buying and selling. And like you said, there's definitely some people who are interested and continued interest in owning some property here in Southeast Kansas. So appreciate everything, and hope that folks can give you a ring if they've got any questions. And I look forward to chatting again here next week.
All right, James, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. And that is Mr. Keith Beaumont, Sun Group, here on the Mighty 690. And we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few moments. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.